Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
Joining us right now, our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, good morning to you.
How's it going over there?
Hey, it's going pretty good.
We got a little bit of rain today that we have been waiting for, so that's been pretty nice. What else has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Well, pretty steamy out there. Once we do a clear out to most of that rain by this afternoon, we'll start to see some decreasing clouds, which should help us to heat up into the upper range of the 80s by this afternoon. But yeah, at least through about the noon time frame for today, still contending with some scattered showers and even some thunderstorms out there, but pretty humid nonetheless. Those dew point values well into the 60s for today, so those highs around 87 will probably feel more like the lower 90s as far as those heat index values later on today. Then for tonight, looking to stay quiet out there, mostly clear and calm conditions. Could have a little bit of some patchy fog develop late tonight into early on Thursday morning as those winds turn calm. Overnight lows dropping back into the mid-60s. Pretty sultry on Thursday, an actual high temperature of 94 degrees, feeling more like the upper 90s as far as those feels like temperatures later on tomorrow. And then as the cold frontal boundary starts to work in from the northwest Thursday night into your Friday, another round of some showers and storms expected there. We do have at least a marginal risk that some of those stronger storms could produce some hail and some gusty winds there into the day on Friday. Still quite warm to wrap up your work week on Friday with a high of 87, but then much more comfortable temperature and humidity-wise into your upcoming weekend. Saturday, any lingering showers wrapping up early in the day with highs back in the lower 80s. Sunday looking just excellent, lots of sunshine with a high of 82 degrees, and then we're back closer to some mid-80s by the time we get to your Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Not bad, Michael, not bad. I think we'll keep that one. I think we'll keep it. All right. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate you. Have a great one.
You too. Have a good one.
Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center there. Always appreciate them joining us each morning to get you a live and direct update on your forecast and what to look forward to how many different types of things to bring with you when you're hitting the world, you know, going out there today.
It might be a little more complicated. Yeah. Do I have umbrella, rain gear, poncho? What do you
I
need?
Also need shorts and a tank top. And
Sunscreen.
Bring sunscreen.
We got fun stuff lined up today. In just a little bit, we'll get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. After Melissa's news, it's Wednesday. That means our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Awesome.
We'll be talking about that a little bit later. Looking forward to it. I caught that. That was good stuff. Want to get into the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge as well. We'll be talking about that. And we have adding these 8 habits by the age 40 can add 2 decades to your life.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
Very bold.
Clothes with built-in fans. We got to talk about that.
Hey.
That one's coming up.
Like that.
The states where people stay married the longest and the places where marriages don't last. We'll get into that one.
Okay.
And plenty more coming up for you. 9 o'clock hour, going to have some entertainment news, then a write stories, good stories of the day, all of that coming up. We'll get into our schedule as well.
Yes.
If you are listening to our Sunrise show on Wisconsin 105.5 WIRI from 7 to 8, join us every morning. I brought this one up, and I want to bring it up to this audience as well and see if we get some different answers from different audiences and that. We're looking for, you know, what instrument we think we are. So I recently, my nephews had never seen Peter and the Wolf, so I played it for him over the weekend a little bit. My sister and I played it for them, and they really enjoyed it and everything. And I can understand why. Some of this is just it's classic. This here.
Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow.
It's just so, first off, it's very morning music that I did not think about until doing this.
That's true.
That was the voice of Sir John Gillard. There's a bunch of different versions of this.
Oh, yes.
Seth and I were talking about. There's a great one with Patrick Stewart.
Yep.
There's one that I have from Sean Connery. That's the one I was playing this weekend. Mm-hmm. You were mentioning one, too.
I have a version that Leonard Bernstein did. Mm-hmm. He actually narrated it himself. And there's a really cool version that David Bowie did as well of Peter and the Wolf. Yes, it's very cool. And okay, I got to say right out, why does it sound better with someone with an English accent?
Yeah, it really does.
It always sounds better. I don't understand.
It just does.
It's like a Russian story.
Pretty much anything does.
It really does. Yeah,
David Farnborough here, maybe he can do it for us,
yeah,
you know?
There we go. So, I think many, many people are familiar with the cartoon. Mm-hmm. My sister and I grew up watching that cartoon like crazy. We were actually trying to find it at the video store, never could. It was one of those missions that we were on forever. And then, like, I think I was 19, and I sent Jillian a copy. I found it like a Suncoast or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And, everything. So it's a fun one. But our question here is to all of you, what instrument are we? Now, we are talking about this and not what instrument I think I am, what instrument Seth thinks he is and what instrument Melissa thinks she is and all of that.
Yeah.
But we want to know what instrument you think we are. That's the question to you out there.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a phone call real quick here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello, this is Lionel with Spectrum Business on a recorded line. How are you today?
You're calling up on a morning show, man.
You're on the radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio, but thanks for the call. I should have taken a request. Should I just kept that going?
Probably.
I should have just kept going. I feel bad because the people doing those jobs, it's a tough job. Nobody wants to do that job. Nobody.
No.
You're calling people at 6 in the morning, 8 in the morning, that kind of
thing.
Yeah,
doing this? No.
I don't want to mess with the guy too much, but every bit of me wanted to keep that going. Every bit of me wanted to stretch that out as far as we could, everybody.
Yeah.
But we will take some actual calls.
There we go.
424-2600. The phone line is always open for y'all. See how quickly I am to answer your phone calls.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I'll even take calls even from spammers.
Yeah, Spectrum Business.
Yeah. I'm curious to know what instrument you guys think we are. That's the question to our audience, and I want to know what question you think you are as well. It's not about it being your favorite instrument.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the instrument you think describes you the best.
Right.
Like for me, I love violins. I'm a big violin person, but I don't think I'm a violin. I don't think I am. So I stuck with string instruments. And to me, a guitar is a string instrument. I just thought of an electric guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is an interesting conversation. 424-2600. Feel free to join it. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, it's interesting, James, because you look more like a bassoon.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Tall and thin, you know.
I only counter that with this, Seth. I don't know. What's that one instrument that you would see in like country and rural bands where it's a broom on like a bucket with a couple of strings.
That's a bass.
I was
bucket bass,
not a traditional stand-up bass, like a bucket bass.
Exactly,
like
a bucket bass. Yep.
I look like that. I have a feeling I look like that. A cross between that and Sideshow Bob, like that.
Well, and it's the sound, you only need it in those old jug bands.
Yes.
You only need it to sound boom, 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 boom.
Like
that's
that.
All you needed. So there you go.
I like that. That actually works. We were talking about Pam, and we thought Pam is a piano.
Yes.
And I thought that fits very well for her.
Yes. I think we all agree on that one.
Can play any tune or melody.
That's right.
Whatever's needed.
Melissa, you said...
I said a flute on the other station, but honestly, I've been thinking about it more, and I would say a ukulele, actually. Because it's only got 4 strings.
Mm-hmm.
But, it may not have all of the capabilities of a guitar, per se, but it can still play the tune.
Oh, that's true.
I really like that, Melissa. I really, really like that. I thought flute was it, but I think I might be with you on this. Yeah, I think it's that. Yeah,
I would if you. Well, sticking with 4 stringed instruments for you, Melissa. I think banjo might be good because it's quite versatile and sometimes annoying. So
Thanks, Seth. Yeah. I was going to be nice to you today.
I
rescind all of the lovely thoughts I've been sending your way all morning. Yeah, I take them all back.
I knew that was going to last.
It's been more than a week. I've had to hold back.
Yeah,
you know.
Poor Beth has had to deal with his shots.
I just want to remind you of the opening, theme song to Deliverance.
Nice.
Point well taken.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
As it should.
That is a dark, evil banjo. That is, yes, that is very well put.
That's true.
Nice. 424-2600. Feel free to jump in anytime, everybody. I don't care if it's an hour from now and you got you, it pops in your head. Oh, wait, I know the perfect instrument. Call back. Call up 424-2600. We don't mind.
We don't mind at all.
We're looking forward to talking with you. We will keep this conversation going, too. We'll keep this up on both stations and have some fun with it. You can always email us, too. I know that I've talked to some people recently in the last, over the weekend, really. Encouraging them to call in, but nervous too. So not everybody's confident talking on the air.
Yeah.
So feel free to email us, james.mailov@civicmedia.us, and email any of our staff or direct message us on Facebook. But I will say, we've got people that call up on the air that feel the same as you do. They were nervous and worried. We've got a couple of really good friends of ours that we consider friends at this station that call up all the time and may not have the most confident sounding voice or the most clear sounding voice or an English voice or something like that.
Right.
You know, I encourage you to embrace that, to go ahead and jump on the air with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's carpe diem today, right?
Yes, it is.
Seize the day.
That's right.
Seize the day, people. Call up 424-2600. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our good friends at Misty's. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
I need a 1 or a 2. Seth, give it to me.
2.
All right, that gives us our qualifier, so we can go right into the celebrating. We want to first off wish a very happy birthday to Vince Bates.
Happy birthday, Vince.
Happy birthday.
It's a heck of a name you got there. Vince Bates. That's a good one. I like that. That's
VB.
A good name. Yeah. Enjoy your day, Vince. We hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier today, Deborah Ott.
Happy birthday, Deborah.
Happy birthday, Deborah.
Enjoy your day, Deborah. We hope it's a great one for you. You're our qualifier today. Be listening at the beginning of next month to see if you win some free Misty's Menu food.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner. We're going to be doing that
pretty
soon.
But today you can get pie.
Yes, yes. Pie. Head on over to Misty's Menu if you're celebrating a birthday. Let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
She beat me to it.
Yeah, that's really good. We take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays and birthdays today. I don't know if anniversaries out here. That would be interesting, though.
Yeah, it would be.
Be a little weird. Let's see here. Kate Beckinsale is 50. Wow.
Wow.
Mm.
Selena, the vampire in Underworld movies. I think a lot of us know her from those.
Mm-hmm.
She is also the vampire hunter in Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing. That actually wasn't that bad. It wasn't but it wasn't horrible.
No.
And in part because of her and Hugh Jackman's performances, I thought. I thought Hugh Jackman... say whatever you want about that guy. I've never seen him not give his all. I've seen him in bad movies.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I've never seen him not give everything he's got to a performance and everything. And that kind of makes a bad movie even a little bit better usually.
Exactly, yeah.
And she's the same way. She's so darn talented. She was Adam Sandler's wife in Click. And I believe she was in Serendipity with John Cusack.
I think you're correct. Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right.
She's so versatile. She was so good in Serendipity with John Cusack. Their chemistry was so good. And then you see, like, years later, I feel like it was, and then I see her as Selena Kyle in the Underworld movies. And not Selena Kyle. Selena in the Underworld movies. Mm-hmm. That's Catwoman, I mentioned.
Yeah, that's right.
And she just was insanely good.
Yep.
Those movies were way better than I expected. I went into them just wanting to see a bunch of vampires and werewolves and everything. I actually liked the way that they took the vampire myth and lichen mythology and took it on a scientific level and did it a little differently. And her performances in it were just awesome.
Right. I remember when she was first getting started, she was in a lot of indie movies, including the one I remember most, The Last Days of Disco.
Yeah.
That's a really good movie.
It's a good one. Chris Harrison is 52, former Bachelor host. Chris Harris hosted a lot of stuff in his career.
Yeah.
And very good at it.
Good MC, yeah.
Yeah. I saw like bits and pieces of The Bachelor, but I've seen him do other things. And him and Tom Bergeron, is that the other guy? There's a handful of guys like this that are very good at the job.
Yeah, Tom Bergeron, yeah.
And all you need to know that how good they are or what they do, watch somebody who's not good at it.
You're so right, though.
You're immediately like, oh, wow, like Tom's a lot better than I gave him credit for or something like that, you know? Jason Statham is 56 and still racing around in cars and jumping off of buildings and beating up people.
Yep.
At 56, he's still doing this. He's Declan Shaw in the Fast and the Furious movies, Lee Christmas in the Expendables, Frank Martin in the Transporter movies. He has made a huge career out of just kicking butt.
Yep. Action movies, he's your guy to go
Wrath
to.
Wrath of Man.
Yeah, movies like that. Like, you don't even need to, like, if you hear the Wrath of Man, you know it stars Jason Statham.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
All the credit to him, though. He's much better than your average actor and very talented at the martial arts.
Well, you know, and I think we tend to discount actors that are really good at action.
Yeah.
And action's not an easy, you know, kind of movie to make or to act in. It's a different kind of acting, but you still gotta, you know, it's not easy by any stretch.
No. First off, anybody who's had to ever fake a punch. You know, can tell you
that, something as simple as that. Yeah.
Let alone pulling off a move that makes it look like you actually just punched somebody or something like that. Getting that timing down, the choreography that has to happen in order for an action scene to look realistic.
Exactly.
We've gotten so numb to this, but it takes so much work.
His mom is a dancer, so, you know, he comes by it naturally.
Oh, see? Yeah.
I forgot about that, Melissa. No, I you're absolutely right about this.
Yep.
Yeah, he's talked about it in interviews before, that his mother's training is something. I think a lot of us do this, where we pull from our parents and their work ethics or those things and find a way to form them into our own world. I did that with my dad. I see that in a lot of artists. I like him. You know, he's one of those guys I would love to interview or work with. I'd just like to dig a little bit deeper and see what more is there. Jeremy Piven is 58. Ari Gold on Entourage. his big break was Spence on The Ellen Show back in the day.
I remember that. Oh, my gosh. I remember that. That. Yes.
Yeah. I remember him as the, I think he was the dean in Old School. he was the dean in Old School. He was in another movie with David Spade and a bunch of others. Mm-hmm. I can't think of it. But Jeremy Piven's had an interesting career.
Smoking Aces?
No, it wasn't that one. It was a comedy. It's just on the tip of my tongue.
I remember Gross Point Blank.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
it's just
that movie. I love that movie.
Him and John Cusack growing up were really good friends, went to school together and everything, and they wanted to do a movie together so bad, and that was part of the reason for that. Gross Point Blank's one of my top 50 favorite movies of all time. Love that movie.
Oh, he was in Serendipity, too.
Oh, but, he was?
Yeah. Him and Cusack were in a couple of movies together.
Yeah, right.
One of the best actresses in the game today, Sandra Bullock, is 59.
Wow.
Wow.
She came a long way, in terms of where she started and having a hard time getting, you know, respect in the industry for her talent. And then finally they gave her some chances. They gave her a chance and she pulled it off. Won an Oscar. She did all the, she really did it.
I don't think there's much that she hasn't done. I love the movie that her and Melissa McCarthy did together, where she's playing kind of a darker, more meaner character. And Melissa McCarthy is kind of the nicer one. I really liked her in that. That she was very good in that. PCU was the Jeremy Piven movie. Couldn't think of it. Sandra Bullock's got a lot of great performances to her career.
Oh yeah,
a lot of great performances. Mm-hmm. And just sneaky funny. Just really does a really good
comic
job.
Timing, yeah.
Yeah, the difference between Speed and Miss Congeniality.
Yeah,
that's something. That's saying something.
Yeah, it really is. I'm not mentioning that one. let's see here. Nana Visitor is 66. Kira on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Oh.
Am I saying that right, Seth?
Yes. Yeah. Nana Visitor. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just dreaming about Nana Visitor right now. Oh, okay. Sorry. Lost me for a minute there.
Here's one that plenty of people dreamed about back in the day. Dorothy Hamill, 67.
Oh, wow.
One of our best figure skaters, star who won gold in 1976 Olympics. My dad was a huge Dorothy Hamill fan.
Yeah.
Like, Jimmy, you got to watch this. I'm like, I'm two.
No, she's she's still only 67.
That's crazy.
She was
to
so
me.
Young when she won the gold. I mean, that's wow.
She's been a part of the because especially if you follow the Olympics and the Winter Olympics specifically and everything, she's been a part of the lexicon forever.
Oh, she has.
We've heard her name, even though we didn't. You know, our generations didn't get to see her. We've known that name for so long.
She's so
iconic in figure skating. And I believe you can still go back and see the footage and her work. While obviously, there's a lot that's changed in figure skating because certain moves once were daring, now have been done a bunch. Mm-hmm. So new daring moves come out like the triple axel and things like that.
Right.
Backflips.
Yeah, yeah. But Dorothy Hamill's routines still stand up. Mm-hmm. I believe she would still win a gold if she was showing up in the 2024, you know, games or something like that. Her routines and her skill nice. Set still stands up. It's interesting. Most sports aren't like that, but the Olympics pretty much are. Mm-hmm. Like, usually you got to go by decades to see who are the greats and everything. Mm-hmm. But with the Olympics, I think you can put a Jesse Owens and a Carl Lewis in the same category.
Yeah.
In many lights. There's some changes, of course.
Yep.
Carl, you know, Jesse Owens was running around in shoes that weren't even his.
You know, yeah, right.
Carl Lewis
has a shoe deal,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, big difference there. But one of the greater drummers in rock history, Roger Taylor, is 74 today. He wrote a few of the Queen's biggest hits, the drummer for Queen, of course. Mm-hmm. Radio Gaga is actually his, and A Kind of Magic.
Yes.
But my favorite, as a kid, my favorite Queen song was a Roger Taylor song. I didn't know that Radio Gaga was my favorite song in the
great
world
tune.
Like
yeah.
For a while. I love that song. And I didn't know that he wrote that. I think you can make an argument the greatest actress in the game today. I said Sandra Bullock is one of the greats. Mm-hmm. I think you can make the argument she is the best in the game today. Helen Mirren is 78.
Mm.
Wow.
She's
Helen
awesome.
Mirren.
Helen Mirren is great.
I think that you watch, you know, really any of her movies where she is... Is able to play, you know, like the Queen or Catherine the Great or some of these.
Mm-hmm.
You'll immediately see what I'm talking about in the first scene. Oh, there's a difference with this woman.
Yep.
Like, there's greats and then there's legends.
Right, right.
and there's something different. But what I really am enjoying about Helen Mirren is that she has gotten late in her career, has gotten this status mm-hmm. where I am not the only one. I'm repeating what many of my fellow actors say about her. That's why I feel so bold and emboldened to say this, because many of my fellow SAG mm-hmm. and other actors I talk to will all tell you Helen Mirren's the best. I love that late in her career, she's doing Fast and the Furious. She's doing superhero movies. She's like, get your paycheck, Helen.
Yeah, do it now.
Get that paycheck. She didn't get it in her 20s and her 30s.
Nope.
They didn't believe in her then. So get it now. Get that money. Get out there. Have some fun. She's enjoying doing these movies mm-hmm. and cameos and everything. More power to
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
she's in the new Barbie movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's something like that. I mean, just don't start with the Shazam sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
Do something else. Find something else. Yeah,
that was rough. You can't talk about the history of rock and roll and not talk about Mick Jagger. 80 years old for the lips of music.
80 years old. Michael Jagger.
The lips that launched 1,000 hits.
And nightmares.
If you really want to know the musician Mick Jagger is, go ahead and look at some of the old 60s and 70s footage of him performing like at Woodstock and some things mm-hmm. with Keith Richards and performing with like old blues and jazz artists and Mick Jagger on a harmonica. And you see, oh, I see what their influences were. Mm-hmm. I see immediately Muddy Waters all over Keith Richards' guitar. Mm-hmm. I see it all over Mick's harmonica.
Oh,
I don't know if these guys will ever get the credit they are due in the Rolling Stones. The Beatles got their due. I don't mm-hmm. know if the Rolling Stones ever will. Mick Jagger, complete musician. Complete mm-hmm. music. And not a bad actor either.
No. He ended up
way better than average.
Yeah, he did a couple of really good roles.
And some people no longer with us, like Dobie Gray, born in 1940, passed away in 2011. Of course, his biggest hit, 73's Drift Away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see here. James Best, born in this day in 1926, passed away in 2015. Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yeah.
On Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, James Best. Hey, check him out in some really cheap, cheesy movies from the 50s and 60s. He was doing a lot of cheap movies back then. Check him out. He was a pretty decent actor.
The Killer Shrews.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
That's exactly
nice.
What I was thinking of.
The wonderful, the great Vivian Vance, born in this day in 1909, passed away in 1979. Ethel Mertz on I Love Lucy.
comedy gold right there.
you want to, if you want to see a description of comedy chemistry, all you have to do is watch I Love Lucy. All you have to do is watch her and Lucy working together. I still don't know if I've seen many times where I've seen actors finish each other's sentences. You know, where they would. Maybe the audience doesn't know this. A lot of I Love Lucy was improv'd. It was actually the first show where they would have a written script, they'd get going, and these actors would have their own lines. Back then, we didn't call it, you know, necessarily improv-ing or actor writing, kind of thing. They were the kind of able to do this in part because they were producers on the show.
Exactly.
And that was so unheard of at the time. But
Especially for women.
Lucille Ball was not just about, hey, my name's going to be on the executive producer's things for the first time in TV history, and this is going to change things. But Ethel's going to be on there, too. She's going to be in the writer's room with us. She's going to be in casting decisions and wardrobe decisions and these things. It wasn't just Lucy. She brought Ethel with her. I loved Ethel's laugh. I loved her facial expression so much. I don't know if that show, it's hard to say because how amazing Lucille Ball was. I feel like Lucille Ball was going to be Lucille Ball no matter what.
Right.
But I really don't know if that show is the hit that it is without Ethel. I really love their combination. The marriage and all that stuff with Ricky and everything, very important, obviously. But I really feel like that dynamic, you did not see, and you still don't see much on TV. Two women, and they could have scenes where they were talking, and it had nothing to do with men, and nothing to do with their husbands or anything like that. They were just talking.
Yeah,
you just don't see that stuff anymore. They've done studies on this. Go ahead and watch. Anytime you see two women on stage or screen or anything like that, and what are they doing? Are they talking about another man? Are they talking about something like that? It's overwhelming how much of that exists in TV and movie history. Where, it's a female-led show or whatever, but what are they talking about? They're talking about their boyfriends.
Because the show's written by men. Produced by men, exactly.
I Love Lucy, that was not the case.
Nope, she had control.
One of the greatest directors of all time, Stanley Kubrick, born on this day in 1928, passed away in 1999. The Shining, Full Metal Jacket, A Space Odyssey, Clockwork Orange, Doctor Strangelove, Spartacus. I mean, Stanley Kubrick, just one of the greats, one of the guys I learned the most from, too. Great, great director. We're going to get out of here on that. We will come back with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our good friend Phil Hartley and the gang at Quality Plus Printing. That's coming up for you. Stick around for Melissa's News. And we encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish the gang a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Got to get the call letters in real quick on that one.
Yeah.
In and out. You only got 3 seconds, barely. We got some fun stuff lined up for you. We'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing any moment now with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Of course, you can find out more about Quality Plus Printing. We get to talking to them. Of course, get over there with all your printing needs, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's talk a little challenge here.
Okay.
I'm challenging you. I don't like doing this. I don't like daring people. All right?
I dare you to dare everybody.
Now I got to dare everybody. That's how serious we are taking this. The Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge.
That's right.
We're daring you to do this.
Ooh.
If you are able-bodied, if you are up to be able to do this, you've done your homework, you feel comfortable doing this, we encourage you to be in on this one. In all seriousness, we are in a serious shortage in this country for blood. We definitely need it. There are so many people out there and so many stories that you can read up on, throw it into your search engine, of people that are in need that could really, really use possibly your type of blood.
Yeah.
Please donate if you have the opportunity. We've got great opportunities in in the Stevens Point area almost every day. The Stevens Point Blood Donation Center is open and welcoming you.
Mm-hmm.
You have opportunities there. There are plenty coming up in August, too, that we're going to be getting into. And that is part of why Civic Media has decided to extend this, where we are going to be doing this longer, I believe, into the middle of August, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is asking you that when you'd go and donate blood, take a selfie. That's right. We're not only encouraging you to help out and put back into the world, but we're giving you an excuse to take a selfie while doing something good.
It's a good selfie. It's a good kind of selfie. Yeah.
Like, how many times do you feel guilty or somebody make you feel guilty for taking a selfie when you're doing something good or nice or whatever?
Yeah.
We're telling you to do it. Like, I have to, everybody, okay? I was dared to do this. Do that and post it on your social media, you know, your flip-flaps, your Juggle Jacks and all of those and TikToks and everything. I love doing that. I love making myself sound older than I am.
Yeah, I love it. It's good stuff, man.
Put it all on there and use the hashtag CivicPints.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be, along with a bunch of other things, in the running for some Civic Media gear.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that we are just going to, like, if you do this, you automatically win something. Mm-hmm. I think that that's the case. I'm pretty sure that in our meeting on Monday, that was discussed. I have not seen anything sent out to all of us yet about it. I don't know how we're going to handle that. But I'll tell you right now, if you donate and you let me know about it, I'll make sure you at the very least get some rafter tickets.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I got some state fair here tickets here. I'll get mm-hmm. them to you too.
Yep.
There's no contest here, everybody. This is we're asking you to be a part of this, and you do. And if we're going to incentivize it, we're going to incentivize you. We got some state fair tickets, got brewer tickets, got rafter tickets, Civic Media gear. You could be in the running, or are you possibly just going to get some of this stuff?
Yeah.
For entering. You can cut out the middleman and go right to civicmedia.us/giveblood and donate that way as well. Just upload mm-hmm. your photo there. I do mm-hmm. encourage you to also bookmark that webpage, civicmedia.us. It's where you can catch all of our shows, all of our podcasts. Download the Civic Media app. It's a great way to interact with us, right, Melissa?
Yes, it is. You can go right to civicmedia.us, download our app, and then you can one button dial us here at the radio station. Easy peasy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So encourage you to do that, everybody. We appreciate everybody that has already been a part of this and gotten such good feedback on this one. It's been very cool to see the mm-hmm. community being all about this and a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm never going to speak for other people or anything and for our team in Madison or anything like that. But I know for us here in talking with Chuck and that we want to get back to getting out there again, getting mm-hmm. in the community again. We've been away from that for a little while here. You know, Marcus came by and we were back in the community and then he mm-hmm. leaves and now we're not. And so we want to get back out there and we're going to work to do that. And part of that is doing things like this.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. putting back into our community.
Mm-hmm.
We may not do some of the pomp and circumstance that radio stations used to do back in the day where, oh, we're giving away this and now that. Mm-hmm. And be calling number five and you get this or whatever.
Right.
What we're trying to do is actually make real impacts in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we're talking voting or we're talking blood donation or bringing attention and awareness to certain subjects, that's what we're doing. And we're impacting our communities with those, along with, of course, supporting local businesses like our great friends at Quality Plus Printing. How was that? How was that for a segue?
That was a good segue.
Pretty good.
Give you marks for that one.
Every Wednesday, our good friend Phil Hartley joins us from Quality Post Printing. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Trying to stay cool.
Yeah, right on, right on.
It's going to be the trick today.
Phil, let's not make the audience wait any longer. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday this week is Puny Fugle.
Oh, is that a good one?
F-I-N-I-F-U-G-A-L. And this is what you call someone who's afraid of finishing anything.
Oh, yeah. Wow, one of the few times it actually sounds like what it would mean.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
A little bit of that finny thing in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's very true. It spells out. I'm like this on some things. I guess it's all dependent on what's your priority list in life, but some things you try and you go, gotta move on. It's just more of a word to describe. Yeah, someone's afraid of finishing something, I guess.
That is pretty good. That is a pretty good one. I've never heard that word
Me
before.
Neither. I've never heard that one.
I don't know.
I typed in fun words to say, and that one came up.
It is fun to say, for sure. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, finicky-go.
I will say, it's no Sheboygan, but it is up there. It is up there. It's very much up there. That's a good one.
I used to think my oldest daughter is finicky-go with college. Start, stop.
Oh, that's good.
Finish this, you know? And she's almost there now, so I think she's finally going to conquer her finicky-go-ism.
There you go. Nice.
Does anybody else also like words that you hear it and it sounds like somebody called you a swear word in another language? what'd you just call me?
I don't swear at me in that language.
I'm not sure you can say that on the air. I got to double check. I'm not sure. That's a good one. That's a good word, Phil. How are things going over at the shop?
Oh, really good. Yeah, it gets a... As I was saying about being warm, is when we have the printers flying up front here in the windows, we have these big windows. Inside in the afternoon, you could fry an egg in here, I think, sometimes.
No bad.
Sun is strong.
It's warm in here, so we have to pull down. We make it look like we're closed because we keep the lights off and pull the shades down. Try to keep it cool in here so I don't lose my camera.
Interesting business strategy. It's, yeah, I
like it. Look like you're closed, yeah.
I like it. Phil.
Just the fact that we don't want to be too hot.
Yes.
Right.
What kind of projects you got going on this week?
I know this week we're working on some things for Sand Valley. We've done a lot over the last couple of weeks, especially for the local baseball teams and the tournaments I've been doing with the American Legion and the Redbirds. Who, if you haven't gone out and see their games, out the new practice fields, they put on a really good game. So we've done a lot of programs for them. It's really neat to do items like that, again, we get involved with the community and we get to see what's coming, you know, and all the exciting things. But working on some things for Wood County, some employee handbooks today, and so some different projects. Doing a lot of work with Nine Dragons and Urco and Domtar, who are some of our better customers. So some of the local manufacturers keep us busy here with a lot of their safety paperwork and and things like that. So someone asked me that yesterday. I was at a chamber golf outing yesterday, which is really well done again by the chamber, and Urco came up to us and was one of the customers there. What do you guys do for Urco? You know, and I tell them we do a lot of the safety tags. They send out rail cars every day, you know, with chemicals.
Yeah,
and they have to tag the cards with a card that won't get worn out by rain or get wet or damp, you know, and ruin the rest. So we have a special kind of paper that's actually made by Nakusa coated in Nakusa. That it's kind of a laminate paper. It's like a synthetic plastic paper that we use for those type of things. A lot of menus in towns, like Jennings things like that, we print here, Ida's, on that kind of paper because they can use it and wipe it off and it stays forever, you know. So those kind of projects we like, and we're getting a lot of things like that for different manufacturers where we do safety, a lot of their safety printing for them.
We've got Hoosel's Rise to Music this Thursday, and I'm kicking myself because if I wanted to get over to you guys and get us some tags for events, for radio events and everything. Have our names on it. Like, you know, Phil knows. We used to have them all the time in radio and everything.
Yeah.
I want to get some of those back. So I'll be over there one of these days and make those up with you guys. And we encourage everybody to head on over there with your printing needs to Quality Plus Printing.
Mm-hmm.
Phil? Yeah, come on over. The lights might be out, but we're here.
Yes, all right.
Yeah. We'll keep the lights out for you.
That's a pretty good tagline, Bill. Yeah. That's not bad.
That should be a famous tagline, shouldn't it? We'll keep the lights out for you.
It's got a nice ring to it. Thank you so much for joining us, Phil. Say hi to the team over there for us. You guys stay. Have fun. Have a good week, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all. Have a great day. Take care. God bless.
You too, Phil. Take care, Phil. Yeah. Always love talking with our good friend Phil and all the gang at Quality Plus Printing. Join them. They're at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Open till 4. Even if the lights are off, go ahead and knock on the door.
Go in there.
You can go ahead and call ahead, 423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qualityplusprinting.com. And like all their social media, it's a great way to keep up on all the good things that they got going on over there. Buy local, support local, our good friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Yes.
Taking a break. Coming back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing.
Hope you're having a great day. Thank you so much for joining us. Big shout out to Phil Hartley and our friends at Quality Plus Printing joining us there. That was fun. That was fun.
That was a good one.
That was always a good one. We got good stuff coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. I want to get into this one. Where do I have it here? Adding these 8 habits by 40 can add decades to your life. We'll get into that in the 9 o'clock hour. It feels like one of those, like, I feel like we're doing the old news trope of something in your house could kill you. Find out at 11.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tell me now. What are you doing? Like, that should be breaking news. What do you mean?
Right.
I don't want to touch anything in my house.
We'll get to that suit.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later. Got some great entertainment news for you as well. And of course, then I write stories, some local good stories of the day all coming up for you. Right now, clothes built in with built-in fans.
Could be useful this week.
You're right?
Yeah, no kidding.
This seems like a dad product a little bit, but it does seem like something my father would invent. It does.
A woman going through menopause.
Clothes with built-in fans are getting more and more popular, especially in Japan, where they've been a thing for a while now. If you want to throw in your, of course my internet's not working. I can't see a photo of it, but if you throw it into your search engine, I'm sure your computer might be working and you can figure it out. but this has been very big in Japan for quite some time. I would say almost a decade. It's been that way. A former Sony engineer came up with this idea and started selling fan jackets. Yeah, back in 2004. So it's even been longer than that. Yeah, because I remember seeing stuff like this and stories like this. The name of his company literally translates as air-conditioned clothes.
Very nice. I like that.
If you're having trouble picturing it, just think of those inflatable dinosaur costumes people wear for Halloween. They puff up just like that and work the same way.
Oh, well, they're not as big as the dinosaur, though.
I hope not. that'd be interesting seeing people walk around with that on there.
I don't want to put you on the spot with this, Melissa, but you have a picture of it?
Yeah, I have pictures of it up. And, there's different styles. There's the jackets. Mm-hmm. So they all have, like, a little, I don't want to say exhaust fan, but the fan is kind of down on your hips area or down at the back of the shirt.
I'm sorry. very unprofessional. I'm sorry, Melissa. Keep going.
So they do. You do look a little puffy.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. A little bit like a mini Michelin man.
There you go. That's what I want to look like walking around.
You know, if it's cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to pass that up.
Early versions weren't breathable enough, and the batteries didn't last long. But now they can go all day.
Wow.
The power tool company Makita started selling their own versions for construction workers back in 2015. Now, that is a smart idea.
That makes sense. Totally.
For people who have to work outside.
I've gotten heat stroke about 4 times in my life, and twice it was on a construction site.
Totally believe that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They say the sales have been way up the last few years. Yeah. Hmm. That is shocking.
You know, and I think they're just going to continue.
I think you're right.
There are also a million knockoffs on Amazon now that cost anywhere from $40 to $300.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't care about being made fun of by literally everybody, which how can you be made fun of by everybody if everybody's wearing these?
That's true. Yeah.
Well, not here yet, but I think it's going to happen.
Well, I just was pulling on your point, Melissa, that I agree with you. I think that this will become a fashion trend eventually. You know, all that they're waiting for is some celebrity to wear it.
There you go.
Something
you
like
got it.
That. And then as soon as that, you'll see.
And we need to also, cover from this and protect ourselves from the sun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to kill 2 birds with 1 stone, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, too, that we have loosened up more than we ever have in society on fashion.
I think so.
I don't think we've ever been at this point in fashion history in society where almost there are so many different styles. There's so many different things that people wear. And there's very few things that you necessarily get shots for that you get, you get ripped on. Celebrities do, certainly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They always will.
Yeah.
But as far as like you're bopping around with your friends, like, what are you wearing, man? Like, that doesn't come up much anymore, that kind of thing. Or maybe it was just me and the way I dress, and I was used to getting this, and I'm not getting it as much because I've worn people out. Like, I just, yeah, he's wearing
it's
all blue.
It's not worth it. It's
yeah,
just,
big
know.
Deal. It's, you know, the guy can't match. Oh, we're shocked. Oh, no. James can't match. So maybe this is a little personal. Maybe I'm looking at this too much of a bubble with this one.
You know, it's gotten. I think you're right. You know, it's gotten to the point where you could walk down a big city, you know, even in Madison, and you could see a whole group of people in like goth vampire gear, and it's not that big of a deal because you're like, oh, they're cosplaying or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Even you can see, you know, outlandish things like that, and people are, eh, you know, it's not such a big deal anymore.
Well, because there's a lot more of a push for, hey, you do you. As long as it's not hurting anybody else, just be yourself.
Exactly.
You know, one of the coolest fashion trends I think that exists, and as far as I know and understand, it's still going on, is, don't buy me a new shirt. Get me something from Goodwill. Get me something from a thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that,
I'm embarrassed that my generation, our generation, didn't come up with that. I think that's pretty cool. That kind of stuff is changed the game with this, and now. And to both of your points that you, I think we've all hit on in some degree or another, aren't we all looking for like silver linings in society nowadays, for positives in our evolution, our growth as a society, mental health? We talk about some of those things. Here's one that I don't think we touch on, but is pretty cool. That has gone on and happened kind of under our noses. Mm-hmm. We don't get as bent out of shape about what people are wearing anymore. I don't know if it's still just as much pressure as it used to be. You know, you're going into your first day of school, and what do I wear? Or what do I wear for school
kids,
this week?
I imagine
it still is. Yeah, I imagine it probably is, and I feel for that as one of those kids that didn't have a lot of clothes and
had to
worry about wearing the same shirt twice in a week and getting made fun of or something like that. I feel for that. But as adults, that is pretty cool, I think. There's a silver lining, everybody.
I agree.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, I just found one it's a cool water shirt. It actually... It's got like water pipes going up and down the front of the shirt, little tiny ones.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty soon we're all going to look like we're in space.
This is what
it reminds me of, like a space uniform.
We're all going to be people in space. Taking a break. We'll come back with nothing but fun on the morning show here. Right. You know what? I like the way he... Wait, no. That doesn't make any... WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.